You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast. Making technology accessible. Tech Talk.
A new documentary aired on BBC Two this week, Chris McCausland, Seeing Into the Future. It was a fascinating look about how the latest technology and the technology of the future even could help blind and partially sighted people. Here on RNIB Connect Radio, of course, we love to talk about all the latest technology. And joining me now are a couple of our Tech Talk co-hosts to just have a chat about what we thought about the documentary and some of the highlights, really. So joining me now is Hubert Pavalkovich and Natalie Curran. Welcome into both of you. So we all watched that documentary on Sunday night. What did you think? There was a lot featured there. Waymo, of course, who we spoke to recently on the show about their self-driving cars. And of course, AI was a massive feature in there. You can't move for AI nowadays. Hubert, what did you make of it?
It was really interesting to raise that awareness of all that technology towards sighted audiences, because there are a lot of sighted people that do not know this technology. Well, they know this technology exists, but they probably don't know just how much it helps people and how exactly it works. I think it was great to be able to raise awareness on such a scale as a TV documentary on the BBC where loads of people could be seeing it.
I thought he made a couple of small comments, but when, you know, Hubert's saying a lot of people know this technology exists, I'd still argue that a lot of people don't. You know, I still get questions of, you know, how do you read text? How does that work? So even just little things. But what also jumped out to me, and this is definitely as a sort of vision impaired person, is when he was using the glasses, which we've discussed almost endlessly on Tech Talk, is whilst people are saying it's brilliant, and those who are sighted and do know about it from a vision impaired perspective think it's amazing, Chris himself did make the point of, I'm not interested in flowers and grass. I want the practical stuff. I want to be able to pick a CD in the CD shop. And then as a side note to that, what I picked up on was the fact why maybe I'm less keen on them than some, why I'd rather ask a human than AI, is they're actually quite slow. So he was asking them, what album is this? And it was saying, the album is blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, just get to the point. What is it?
It did show that kind of lag as well, I noticed. He'd say, what's the, what album is this? And then there was maybe 2 or 3 seconds, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it can add up. And I like that they showed that, you know, like they showed that it's still in the early days, because they could have easily chopped that and just made it that he's asking it and it responds instantly. Whereas we know that it's not quite like that. So we've talked about AI being all over the place. And a couple of the things you can get now that are available from the RNIB shop, even, where they're not stocking self-driving cars yet. I think we're working on that. But you can get things like the WeWalk cane, the WeWalk smart cane, second generation, and also the Stellar Trek, which are, they're kind of two different things. The WeWalk is a traditional cane that also has kind of obstacle detection features. But it can also use AI for navigation. So you can just say to it, for example, where is the nearest coffee shop, or take me to this place. Just say naturally where you want to go and it will navigate you there. So there are some pretty good uses for AI there. And the Stellar Trek is kind of similar. Once you get to your destination, that can also use AI to help you, for example, find the entrance, you know, or find or read the signs to you, which is always a bit of a common problem.
Yeah, I think that'd be the interesting part of the WeWalk, is that kind of obstacle detection, how that kind of works. I've heard about it, but I've never actually got hands-on time with it.
I've tried it, and to be fair, the obstacle detection thing is really good. That does work really well. And there was also, of course, quite a heavy emphasis on smartphones. You know, Chris was using his phone quite a lot there, and he was using an iPhone, of course, but if you're not necessarily into your iPhone or your big, you know, your Androids, your proper smartphones, but you still want to get a flavour of all this AI stuff. So you will also find devices like the Blindshell Classic 3 and the Real Sam phone, which are, they're still smartphones, but they're a bit they're designed with blind people in mind, a bit easier to use. And of course, a big focus on AI there to help you do that. So for example, the Blind Show Classic 3 has got an AI voice assistant built in, and so has the Real Sam as well. That can help you. You can use your voice to control the entire phone, really, which is something we were asked about actually on the most recent version of Tech Talk, which was something we were asked about actually on one of the recent episodes of Tech Talk, and we recommended that. So, well worth checking out if you if any of those products interest you. So, if you are interested in watching this documentary, Chris McCausland, Seeing Into the Future is the name of it. You can find it on BBC iPlayer, and it is audio described as well, which is fantastic, as you would expect from the BBC nowadays. And if you're interested in any of the products that we talked about, you can find those at shop.rnib.org.uk, or you can also contact the RNIB helpline, who will be happy to help you out in whatever products you're interested in. And if you want to learn more about accessible technology in general, you can catch Tech Talk every week, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. here on RNIB Connect Radio, or you can search for RNIB Tech Talk wherever you get your podcasts.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.